The usual end-of-year obits tend to focus on the passing of famous actors, politicians, inventors, notables, we call them. Well, today, in the final part of our obituary series, we mark the passing of someone who was an anchor of his community, notable for so many reasons, but not famous. Ernie Manuelito died this year at the age of 57, after almost 40 years behind a microphone. When Ernie spoke, in English or in Navajo, his voice carried across the Red Rock Desert and into the ears of the Navajo Nation.
Ernie's voice was very familiar. It's just like the voice of Walter Cronkite. He was the first voice that came on the air when the radio station started here in Wind Rock.
Good evening, I'm Ernie Manuelito with KTNN radio station.
And he stayed on here with us until he left us. My name is Paul Jones, and I am the news director here at KTNN radio station. When he first came, he was a disc jockey. Got promoted here and there in different areas.
The weather to the news to hosting the oldie shows and sports.
I understand he worked in the sales department, too, for a while. So he was a jack of all trades.
Radio is very important. It's everyday life of what's going on throughout the Navajo Reservation, the remote area. My name is Ellie Williams. If you're herding sheep out there, they'll have their portable radio or they're in their vehicle listening to the ball game. These are all like old. These are old. Here we go. Let's go in and listen to it. Then you'll know who Ernie Manuelito is. Ernie and I sat down together and talked about football because people on the reservation, a majority of them have never been to an NFL game, so we have to be very descriptive. Okay, how do we explain a touchdown?
Yes, Michael Irvin, this is the game. Yeah, this time it's going to be goodbye, touchdown, Dallas Cowboys.
Ozba, you know, is touchdown. Besote pakage is the pigskin. Besote pakagin din kaso echo liye that the skazi bana getting the pigskin ready so that because it's so cold. It's almost like storytelling. He says that he ran across like a fast rabbit.
I used to call him Early Bird Ernie. I always used to promote his show every Friday to tune into Early Bird Ernie. He's going to be playing your oldies. And a lot of people listening in.
It's 5 o'clock. KTN has case. It's 5 o'clock. KTN is on. And Ernie will be on the radio.
You think that people will still be asleep? Nope, they're up. Listening to Ernie.
The old country music stars, like Porter Wagoner, Dolly Parton, when they were young. And yeah, that was Conway Twitty.
Country on a little bit on the wild side, back when we were young, when our hearts were young. That's how he put it. My name is Ray Sosi. How would I put it? Protege of Ernie Manuelito. Out here on the reservation, the radio is more or less like a mental television. They compare it with the movie stars. Your voice, you're almost worshipped.
I heard Ernie on the radio, and I always thought, what kind of a person is he? How does he look like? Is he big? He sounds big. He sounds a heavy-set guy. He sounds tall.
We are at the KTNN radio station programming department. This is our engineering office, and that's where we call it Ernie's office, or we call it Ernie's dungeon. And inside, you will see his desk, where he left it, how he left it.
It's just another vacant office to me. But some people, that are deep into Native tradition, they get scared of things like that. They think something spooky's in there.
One thing that I know is he's still around. And every now and then, I get a chance to sit in his chair. Just to be near him. I have an understanding of how far our signal goes. It's actually endless. You know how you throw a rock into a pond? Well, our voice travels in radio waves.
and that radio waves spreads out, so that signal, the voices that he sent, is still out there traveling outward from the earth.
Good night from Window Rock Cinema right here in Window Rock, Arizona. That's going to do it for the forum tonight.
Ernie Manuelito died of a respiratory ailment on April 10th, 2009. Posey Gruner produced our tribute. Thanks to Paul Jones, L.A. Williams, Ray Sosi, Harrison DiHaya, and Ann Manuelito for sharing their memories. This is NPR.